C. Riot Theory. Law enforcement agencies around the world have the unenviable task of dealing with riots when they occur. In such situations, understanding the way crowds behave is an important factor in controlling an outbreak of violence. The view often represented in the media is that demonstrations turn violent due to the actions of a few ringleaders in the crowd. This echoes ideas about crowd behavior first published by French psychologist Gustave Le Bon in 1896. Le Bon argued that when crowds become excited, individual members enter an almost hypnotic state in which they will blindly follow ringleaders. Recent research, however, has discredited Le Bon's theory. Psychologist Stephen Ryker explains that individuals in a crowd do not become unthinking robotic rioters. Instead, he says, they adopt a strong group identity. Individuals may behave differently in a group than when they are alone because they act, or feel that they act, in the interest of the group. Ryker therefore suggests that the current practice adopted by the police of trying to single out ringleaders may reinforce an us-versus-them mentality among other members of the group. Demonstrations handled in this way are therefore likely to escalate into even greater violence.
Questions. Number 15. What did Gustave Le Bon argue? Number 16. What is one thing Stephen Ryker suggests about the way the police handle demonstrations?